Last summer, Congress passed a law requiring those applying for Medicaid to prove their citizenship. Since then, 14,000 people in Wisconsin have been unable to do so, even though they are indeed legal residents. The state of Wisconsin has tried to help, for instance, by matching Medicaid applicants to birth records found online. But under federal law, enrollees also need a photo ID. That's a large part of the reason many people who should get public benefits are not. Stephanie Marquis is a spokeswoman for the State Department of Health and Family Services.
Unfortunately, the problem is that kids don't have picture IDs for the most part. Adults do through driver's license or other sources, but children don't.
Health advocacy groups question the need for the federal restrictions, especially in states which have not had a major problem with immigrants obtaining public benefits illegally. Charity Ellison directs Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
We've had audits in the past of the state's Medicaid program showing that the people who are receiving benefits are in fact legally receiving those benefits.
Ellison says a concern over illegal immigration in general is what led to the tighter controls on public health benefits. States complain the federal law requiring proof of citizenship is costly to administer. In Wisconsin, health officials say it's also getting in the way of a goal to ensure as many people as possible. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.